Dictation for Edward Weber, W-E-B-E-R, April 1143, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640, and also to Jennifer Garcia from the Congestive Heart Failure Clinic. Dear Dr. Stevelton and Mrs. Garcia, a follow-up for Mr. Weber, who has chronic kidney disease, underlying Crohn's disease with ileal resection, chronic diarrhea, last visit in August. He follows with gastroenterology, Dr. Rose, R-O-S-E, from the Michigan Gastroenterology Institute, located at East Lansing. It started on Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A, chronic diarrhea, no bleeding, has gained weight, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, ulcers, claudication symptoms, denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no gross dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, or oxygen. No falling episode, but some unsteadiness on his walking. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight for the congestive heart failure on Aldactone, Coric, Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O, potassium replacement, beta blockers, Eliquis. For the diarrhea and Crohn's disease on Stelara, and Questran for the diarrhea, Imodium as needed, probiotics. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 146.96, 137.93. Although this is unusually high, he normally runs in the 120s, 130s over 80s, present weight 184, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. In January, creatinine up to 1.3, baseline is 1.1, present GFR 53, sodium potassium acid base normal, potassium in the upper side, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, question progression. However, he has underlying congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, and he also has chronic diarrhea and the effect of medications, including the use of Entresto. That might make the kidney number fluctuate over time. We will monitor this. There is no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, Crohn's disease, terminal ileum resection, chronic diarrhea, followed with Dr. Rose gastroenterology, also Cleveland Clinic. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, as indicated above. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, COPD. Next number, hypertension, question trending up, monitor over time. Next paragraph, relative immunosuppressants and biological treatment in Stelara. Next number, anticoagulation, Eliquis. Next number, severe mitral tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, prior neuroendocrine cancer of the appendix. I'm not aware of recurrence. Next number, chronic T10, T12, T6 compression fraction. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient. We'll see what the new chemistry shows.